Page 14. Conservation around the borough. Fairhamborough Council's countryside team has been hard at work looking after our open spaces and their wildlife. Traditional practices at Wasash Common. At Wasash Common, we have worked with volunteers on an unusual project to create a new home for wildlife and an education tool for the local junior schools. Organic material created as a result of the clearance of excess laurel and silver birch was stacked in a hedge-like format known as a dead hedge. Work then started on creating a perfect habitat for insects, reptiles, amphibians and small mammals using Anglo-Saxon building techniques. Wattle panels made from local hazel were secured to the front of the dead hedge and a thick layer of daub, horse manure, horsehair and clay was applied, allowed to dry and then painted with lime wash. A roof made from sections of turf, sedum and thatch was also added. If you would like to visit the project or arrange a talk with the ranger, please call 01329 824 843 or email countryside@fairham.gov.uk, and there are pictures of volunteers clearing the Holly Hill area and a new home for wildlife. Conservation at Holly Hill. At Holly Hill Woodland Park, work has been taking place to clear laurel and rhododendron, as these are non-native species, which outcompete our native species. Some of the wood from this clearing work has been used to create dead hedges, which is a great habitat for invertebrates. The cleared areas have now been planted with native species, or exotic, non-invasive, of course, species, such as ginkgo and giant redwoods, to maintain the arboretum feel of the original Holly Hill Gardens when the land was an estate. Looking ahead to the summer, we will be maintaining pathways, fences and bridges for public use, as well as tidying up the areas around the lakes to keep the park at a green flag standard.